Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 1, verses 29 to 31. Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus." The birth of Jesus and the events that led up to it are so familiar to us that it takes some adjusting to realise that it was all a complete surprise to those who were involved. We know exactly what's going to happen next, but for them it was all astonishing. We need to remember that it had been 400 years since there had been a prophet in the land, and the Jews were not generally expecting the imminent arrival of the Messiah. We shouldn't therefore be surprised that time and again the key characters in this amazing account were told not to be afraid. Zechariah, an elderly priest, was shaken to the core when he met an angel while he was offering incense at the temple. He was just about to be given the incredible news that his equally elderly wife was going to give birth to John the Baptist. And then in our verses today we meet Mary. She was probably a teenager, and she certainly wasn't expecting the angel Gabriel to turn up and greet her. It's no wonder that Luke records that she was confused and disturbed. She was just about to be given an even greater shock when she heard that she was going to bear the Son of God. In Matthew's Gospel, we meet Joseph who, having learned of Mary's pregnancy, had decided that the appropriate course of action was quietly to break off their engagement. As he was considering this, an angel came to him and told him not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife, because the child was conceived by the Holy Spirit and would save his people from their sins. After Jesus' birth, the first people to be informed of this momentous event were a group of shepherds who, to their astonishment, were confronted with an angel. We read that they were terrified, and the angel's first words to them were, "Don't be afraid." Each of these people were facing the unknown. When we trust ourselves to God, he will often give us new and surprising experiences. We may feel out of our depth and uncomfortable, but he says to us, as he said long ago, "Don't be afraid." Let me ask you a question. Has God led you into any situation that made you fearful? And how did you overcome your fear? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the reassurance and security that you give to us when we hand over our fears to you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.